Timmins Police is investigating the submerged vehicle in Schumacher as a homicide. The family has also released a statement to help shed light on the tragedy. Three people were killed after a vehicle entered Little Pearl Lake west of the McIntyre Arena around 2:45 p.m. on August 6. The victims are 7-year-old Isabella Otteson, 11-year-old Simon Otteson and 42-year-old Julian Otteson. Today, Timmins Police provided an update on the investigation. The surviving members of the Otteson family have also released a statement to help make some sense of this senseless act. See full statement below story. According to the family statement, Julian Otteson took his life and the lives of his son, Simon, and daughter, Isabella. 4 years ago, Julian was diagnosed with Huntington's disease, a progressive disease that destroys a person's mental and body functions. It is a life sentence and there is no cure on the horizon. This disease took Julian's mother. He watched the disease take everything that made her a human, then he watched as it took her life. It broke Julian's heart to know he would be a burden on his family the same way, reads the statement. The statement also notes that the children of a parent with Huntington's have a 50% chance of inheriting the disease. The diagnosis took its toll on Julian's mental health, but he slowly came to terms as best one can in large measure with the strength and help of his wife, Karen Ann, reads the statement. 2 years ago, cancer took Karen Ann from us. The type of cancer she battled carried an increased hereditary risk for her children. Julian was devastated. He was faced with the knowledge his children will not only have to grieve the loss of their mother, but soon their father too. Then they must live with the twin swords of Damocles, the possibility of inheriting not one, but two deadly diseases. This does not excuse his actions, but hopefully it helps explain the unexplainable. The full statement from the family is available here. Timmins Police Inspe. Darren Donnell said it's believed the Otteson's died after the vehicle went under the water. Three police officers and a number of civilian witnesses jumped in the water to pull the people out, said Donnell. Despite extraordinary efforts of all involved, the vehicle submerged deep into the water before the occupants could be located, he said. The Timmins Fire Department and OPP marine operators were on scene immediately to locate the people as well and were unsuccessful. The vehicle was located the next day, August 7, by the OPP dive team from Gravenhurst. The Otteson family and the vehicle were recovered from the lake. This matter has been investigated as a homicide and investigators continue to seek any available information, said Donnell. Post-mortem examinations were done August 9. The results have not been received yet. Based on the investigation thus far, it is clear that this was an intentional act in which the father is directly responsible for the deaths of the two young persons. The deaths are the result of the vehicle being intentionally driven into the body of water and not the result of an accidental motor vehicle collision, he said. Police have worked cooperatively with the family to share information and follow up with the investigation. We wish to express our deepest condolences to the family and friends of the victims during this very difficult time and ask that their privacy be respected as they grieve. A visitation for the Otteson family is being held today at the Myron Wilson Funeral Home in Timmins. The family is receiving friends Thursday, August 12 from 2 to 4 p.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. Masks and social distancing are required, along with a maximum number of people allowed in the visitation parlor. Last week, three people were killed in a tragic incident after a vehicle was driven into Little Pearl Lake in Schumacher. The surviving family members have released a statement to help explain the circumstances. The full statement follows. On August 6, 2021, Julian Otteson took his life and the lives of his son, Simon, and daughter, Isabella. We, the surviving family members, want to provide information to try to make some sense of this senseless act. 4 years ago, Julian was diagnosed with Huntington's disease. This is a progressive disease that destroys one's mental functions and one's body functions, almost like a cruel combination of Parkinson's plus Alzheimer's. It is a life sentence and there is no cure on the horizon. This disease took Julian's mother. He watched the disease take everything that made her a human, then watched as it took her life away. It broke Julian's heart to know he would be a burden on his family the same way. The children of a parent with Huntington's have a 50% chance of inheriting the disease. It crushed Julian's broken heart to know his children had these terrible odds. The diagnosis took its toll on Julian's mental health, but he slowly came to terms as best one can in large measure with the strength and help of his wife Karen Ann. 2 years ago, cancer took Karen Ann from us. The type of cancer she battled carries an increased hereditary risk for her children. Julian was devastated. He was faced with the knowledge his children will not only have to grieve the loss of their mother, but soon their father too. Then they must live with the twin swords of Damocles, the possibility of inheriting not one, but two deadly diseases. As the family left behind by the loss of Julian, Simon and Isabella, we are grateful to everyone in the community and beyond for your tremendous outpouring of love and support. The monument of toys and candles at the tragic site moves us greatly and fills our hearts with gratitude and a measure of comfort in this difficult time. We are awed and ever thankful for those on the scene who tried to help. The passers-by and the first responders who risked entering the water are heroes, and we will never forget their efforts. And special thanks to the professional and empathetic handling of this matter by everyone at the Timmins Police Services, and for allowing us to make this statement. If you are thinking of suicide, or are worried about a friend or loved one, a 24/7 hotline is available at 1-833-456-4566. You can also text 45645 from 4 p.m. to midnight EST.